Blog Talk Radio.
It's like a ditch, and no, I never leave confused. Cause I'm always forgiving the shit you've been putting me through. You told me you changed it, I see it, and I know. Cause I already know you don't know nothing about love. I see when you're wrong, but don't say you live alone. You make it so hard and making it out the home. I know you're no good, but I just keep hanging on to this. And you know you could do better, baby. But you won't try for me. No. You know I can't leave you. But it's and I'm losing the war cause you don't know nothing about love. And I'm just a shadow of all that I was. Cause I'm holding on to that destiny. And you know you could do better, baby, but you won't try.
Hurt me so good. Welcome, welcome. Did y'all hear the words to that song? You hurt me so good. Whoever been hurt so good? Music. They say music is the key to your soul, and laughter is the key to happiness. You know, every time I try to find a song for the week, that was my song for the week, You Hurt Me So Good. Welcome, everybody, to the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean podcast. And I believe it's February 24th. Last week I got the day wrong, but today I got it right. February 24th, 2023. I want to start off by saying I want to thank everybody that's on the phone lines. I really love when my phone lines is crowded when I first start, because it reminds me of being young and waiting for my favorite TV show to come on. or it remind me of waiting for my favorite sporting event or something to come on. So, you know, it kind of give you like an initiative, like putting a battery in your back that, okay, you're doing something good because people is really is waiting for your show to come on. They're anticipating for the good or for the bad. Because, you know, you never know what you're going to hear on my show. You never know what I'm going to say or what I'm going to do or who going to call in. But it's one thing, you know, it's going to be 2 hours of laughter, maybe some pain, maybe some inside grief. Or it might just make you reflect on your life. That's what I'm here for. I'm here for you to reflect on your life, but see your future in a way of wanting to improve your future. Before the show, I was talking to Dre, and I was talking to my sister. You know, we're going over a couple of things, talking about a couple of different things about what shows mean to everybody. You know, we got a lot of different shows. You know, we got shows, you know, where people talking about black empowerment, women empowerment, health, prison reform, unsigned artists. We got all different shows, but we all come together for one common denominator. You know, is to have a positive and impactful show. Something that you could walk away with and feel good about. Or something that you could walk away and feel like you want to criticize. You know, we do got a, what's that? We used to go to seminars and they used to have a box. And you should like, put something in there. If there's any kind of way we can improve the show, put it in this box. That's what we're going to have to start doing. If there's any way I can improve this show, let me know or let us know. It don't mean that we might do it, you know what I mean? But it's always good to hear the yays and the nays, the positives and the negatives. Look at that word. We was just talking about that. What is things that you say when you speaking or you got a podcast? My problem is saying. So I'm going to have to pinch myself tonight every time I say or drink. Yeah, every time I say hit me with a sound effect, Dre. But tonight we got a good show. Oh, I got to thank all the people on the links. You know, the links is my fan club. I call them Jay Sean in the links, like Gladys Knight and the Pips, Jay Sean in the links, because the people that's listening on the links, I appreciate them because those are the people that's counting. Like, they don't count the people that call in. They count the amount of people that click on the links. And we don't get caught up in numbers over here. If whether we got one person listening or 1,000 people listening or 100, if we don't get caught up on that, I'm speaking to whoever listening and whoever need to listen. And of course, I always like to go over my criteria for the evening or what I'm tonight. But before I get into all that, I always like to let people know what's going on. I got some spring water here. I got a Black and Mild. I'm not drinking Tito's tonight. I'm drinking Johnny Walker Red. That's my father's drink, Johnny Walker Red. And speaking about that, I saw somebody call me. Well, I was on the phone with somebody. They was like, yeah, that they heard I'll be drinking or something when I'm doing my show. But let me tell you something. I only drink one time a week. Once a week. I drink once a week. That's Friday when I'm doing my podcast. And it's not to get inebriated. I mean, I'm not talking like la, 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 la. I'm sure everybody can hear me and understand me. I'm not getting tongue-tied. I'm not talking backwards. I'm not not making sense. But I challenge people, the people who think I shouldn't drink when I do my podcast once a week. I challenge them. I challenge them to only, since I only drink once a week, I challenge them to only, if you curse, only curse one time in a week. Only have sex one time in a week. Steal one time in a week. Cheat one time. Eat fast food. Text one time in a week. Pray one time in a week. Read. Watch TV. Work out. Smoke weed. Sniff coke. Whatever you do, I challenge you, when you're able to only do that one time a week, then you let me know. I challenge anybody, because I only drink one time a week, and I don't think that's an obsess. I don't think that's extra. I don't really think it's nothing. As long as I'm up here making understandings understood, then it's okay. It's okay with me. But once again, everybody know the rules. If you're on the phone lines and you want to go live, you got to press 1. If you're on the link, unfortunately, you didn't want to call in for whatever reason that is, so you just get to listen. But like I said, that's cool too. You know, because we appreciate the people that call in, just like we appreciate the people that's clicking on the links every day. I mean, every week. We got some topics. For some reason, for about the last 2, 3, or 4 weeks, we haven't got to the topics. Because before we know it, we got an open forum and everybody talking about everything. And that's cool because, it makes the time go by and everybody have fun and everybody get to voice their opinion, and that's cool. But some people really want to – so I'm going to go over the topics. And if people listening want to address one of the topics or hear me address one of the topics, then we'll take it from there. The first topic on my agenda for the evening is, are you replaceable? Are you? Are you replaceable? The second.
What you talking about, Lou?
You killing me. The second topic on the list is, why are married people always in single people business? Why? Married people should hang out with married people. Single people should hang out with single people. But Why do married people always be in single people business, or single people always in married people business? It don't really, it's like oil and water. Like, it doesn't really match. The third topic is, how many years is too many years to stay in an unhealthy relationship? That's a trick question. I'll tell you why it's a trick question later. How many years is too many years to stay in an unhealthy relationship? And the fourth topic is, and this is different. This is just like a side, what you might call a sidebar. Who is the one person who saved your life without even knowing it? People might say that don't apply to them, but that's a lie. That applies to everybody. Everybody got somebody who saved their life and didn't know it. So those are the four topics. We're gonna chime in on them. We're not gonna go in any certain order. We're just gonna touch on all of them as we go. And if people wanna, if you think you might wanna, you know, talk about one or something like that, we'll take it like that, because for some reason we never get into the topics. So those are the four topics. So we'll move on that. I wanted to talk about something else. Let me see. I wanted to talk about something else at the beginning of this show. Let me see. I got to bring it back to my mind, because I had it on the top of my tongue and I forgot it. I think I wanted to talk about why are women cheating on men at an all-time, like, rate nowadays in 2023. Is it because the man's penis is too small? Is it because he can't go to Dominican Republic and get a surgery like a woman could do? You know, because the women, they just go to DR, wherever they go, and they get whatever they call that, the BBLs or the whatever, something like that. You know, but a man, we can't do that. But a woman could do that. Is that one of the top reasons why men are getting cheated on? I don't know. I don't think so. I really believe in my heart most women want one man. But I was doing some reading on some research, and they was talking about, you know, when they say, like, women, they go through their hope stages. And a lot of women tend to say, yo, I'm glad I went through my hope stages. You know what I mean? So that helped me out in my later years to know what I really wanted. But is that really true? Because you got to think about it like this. A woman might have went through her whole stages. Can she go through her whole stages early in life and then know what she really want? Or does that hurt? Because you went through your whole stages, you messed with different men, different attitudes, different characters, different penises, sizes, and all kind of things, and then you want to settle down, and then you want to be with one man. Some people might think that, okay, yeah, I went through my whole stages, and now I want to settle down and be with one man. But think about it for a minute. Maybe going through your whole stages hurt you. Maybe that's why you can't be with one man. And then we talk about polygamy, a man having more than one wife. And I bet you the average woman, if you ask them, can you be with a man, and if he had more than one wife, they're going to tell you, hell no, I can't do that, or they don't want to do that. But hold up. Why do you think women mess with men that's married? Why do we have side chicks? A side chick is really, that's what she really doing. She's accepting polygamy. She's accepting a man that got more than one woman. So really, she's down with polygamy. I'm calling polygamy. I don't know if I'm saying it right. She's down with polygamy, but she don't, subconsciously, she don't really know it. But that's what you're really doing. Because it's like a lot of women out here Or they will mess with a man that got a married man, or they will mess with a man that got a girlfriend or a baby father, or a man that's dating got somebody else. They'll do that. But if you went out, if you asked them one-on-one, would you be with a man and be one of his wife and he got two wives or three wives, they'd tell you no. You see where I'm going with this? But they mess with a married man. It's the same thing. So back to that thing where we was talking about the whole stage. A lot of men, people, females who go through the whole stage, some men, they might have problems with that. So let me see how I want to say this. You might went through your whole stage, but will that mess up your future? Because a man is not going to give up his future for a woman who went through her whole stage. So your past can't catch up with you. But at the time you're doing it, you really don't know it. But I don't think really people, I don't think a lot of people, I don't think a lot of people really think about it like that. They just out here having the fun. And I mean, come on, we got to keep it real. A man can be a hoe longer than a woman could. Men can run out here doing whatever they want to their 20s and their 30s and their 40s, but a woman can't do that. Because a man just trying to get sex. Women, they trying to get attention. It's a lot of misconceptions on life that people don't really understand. And this is all just my point of view. Not really nobody else. And I could be wrong. And if I'm wrong, people could tell me I'm wrong. Think so. I think that the whole stages, well, put it like this. Sex is like a handshake. It's an agreement. I'm giving you dick, you giving me vagina. It's a handshake. It's an agreement. But is it really that important? Like I said before, most women out here, they really do want one man. Most women. They really do. But we trying to figure out where the point in relationships, where they go wrong. That's what I'm trying to figure out. Where in relationships do they really go wrong? Why can't two people come together and live happily ever after? Why is it that somebody got to, what's the promiscuous, I guess they call it? Why is it that somebody got to go outside their relationship, a man got to go outside their relationship, or a woman go out of their relationship? I want to tell everybody, this is something I heard, for real. This is a true story. Somebody, a female told me, and I'm not sure, she might have been married maybe 10 years. I'm not sure. And I guess off and on, she cheated on her husband. I'm not sure what he did, but she did, off and on. And then she came to a point in her life where she said, I'm not going to cheat no more. I'm tired of cheating. I want to be faithful. I want to be true. And let's say this might have went on for 6 months, 9 months, whatever. Let's say she was faithful 10 months. But then she said that, did last 10 months or these 10 months or whatever have been the most boring, frustrating time of her life? And that's the things that make you, in your mind, and make you go like, like, so is that a person, excuse me, is that a person who maybe should have never got married? Is that a person that they need marriage counseling? Is that a person where maybe the husband not doing something right, or maybe the woman not doing something right? But where do we get to, or where do we come to in this world where being faithful or being true is boring or being faithful and being true, you unhappy? See, a lot of people get caught up thinking they got to have their fun now, because they not thinking about later. But that's a big problem. Anyway, I'll just be running off. I'll be all over the place. Everybody know that. We got some topics. Sometimes I got to slow myself down. I get caught up in emotion. If anybody on the lines want to address some of the topics or maybe something I said, you have to press 1 let's elaborate on things. If not, I think what I'm going to do is, let me see if we got some people on the line. 1 second. Caller, you live?
Yeah, what's up, Jay Sean? This is Jay Sean, correct?
That be me.
All right, what's going on, man? Glad you're well. I hope you are. Lisa asked me about a show, but I'm going to hang back in the cut and listen to you to see what your show is about. I just came on, just picked up the phone, so forgive me for that. Nevertheless, I do want to come on her show and chat it up with whatever topic she's interested, but I'll listen to you explain what, unless you want to just explain it now briefly, what your subject matter is.
I was just talking about like relationships and when, you know, a lot of women like to say, or not just women, when women and men say they go through their promiscuous times, or I call them the whole phase when you're younger, and then when you, it's time which for you to settle down, can that affect your relationships at a, you know, at a later date? Being that you slept around, you know, in your younger days, can it, you know,
right? Well, I can
you?
Respond to that. Sure, it definitely affects women because no guy of high value status wants a hoe. He just doesn't. And a woman's body count matters a whole lot. And so women need to be careful there. Now, that is, if they just want to be friends with benefits, you know, it depends on what a woman wants. If she wants a stable relationship, she's going to be less valuable as a woman who's been on the cock carousel, okay, than a woman who hasn't. It doesn't benefit a man at all for a woman to have gotten a lot of dicks. It just doesn't. It's not a good look. It's horrible. So I've heard men say this, and I think this was pretty profound. They have said to women, you cheated on me before I met you. If you think about that for a moment, that's exactly what I'm saying. A woman needs to have a lower body count, a very low body count. Now, if you look at a man, most women don't want to deal with the virgin. Now, some women will lie, but if they tell the truth, they want a man who has sexual experience, right? Can you concur with me on that?
That sounds about right.
Sure it does.
I mean, what would you call a body count for a woman? Is five or less good or five or more bad?
Oh, that's a good question. I would say way under 10, way under. And now it's going to depend on the woman's age, but I would say regardless of her age, because what that speaks to is that she has made bad dick decisions. She's made bad decisions. And I'm just saying, now some women may not care. You know, we have a different breed of mindset of women in the U.S., juxtaposed to many other countries. And the longer a woman spends out there playing the field, the more body count that's going to rack up or that she's going to rack up. So, you know, I'm just saying the things that a lot of men are afraid to say, you know, but definitely concur with. And so I would say, in answer to your question, always under 10, always.
That's a high number.
Well, yeah, 10 is a high number, but I'm talking about throughout her lifetime, she needs to keep that under 10.
How about the men?
Well, see, just like I said, it's different. It's a difference with the man. A woman doesn't want a man with a low body, with a virgin man. Let's just say a man that's inexperienced sexually. Most women would not prefer that type of man, a man of that particular genre or ilk. Right. Now, I'm not saying a man should be just a whore either. That's not what I'm saying. But I am saying men have to be the adventurous one, and I spoke about this last time. Women still want men to be traditional, that is, to be protectors and providers, providers and protectors. But see, it's women who have stepped outside of their bailiwick in terms of their traditional roles. They want to do whatever the hell they want to do and still say, well, I want the man to operate in this capacity. And that's not a fair deal. It's not realistic. And certainly men of higher caliber are not going to accept it because they're going to other countries. I was going to speak to a woman today, but she was the epitome of the modern woman. The modern woman is extremely confused. She doesn't know what the hell she wants. Or what she says she wants, it's not a high standard. A lot of people say, oh, well, women have high standards. No, 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 no. Their standards are unreasonable. They're unachievable. And most of the standards that women want in a man, they don't meet those standards, right? If she wants a man with this, that, and the other, generally she doesn't meet that standard. And if she does meet that standard, she's so combative or bitchy that no man can tolerate her and won't. Go ahead.
So a woman who has sex with 10 men, that's okay with you?
No, hell no, no. A woman potentially, we talk about the price of a virgin. A woman should have as few, let me just say this. You've heard of the concept of pair bonding. The more sexual encounters a woman has, the less ability she has to pair bond, that is, to be with one man. In other words, all those dicks confuse her. She's comparing them. They're in her mind. I mean, her mind is just all over the place. So she can't even concentrate.
I said something like that earlier before you came on.
Okay, go ahead. Yeah, sure.
No, go ahead.
Another thing I would say, yeah, this can be defined two ways. It's called tear, T-E-A-R, or meat, M-E-A-T. And what it means is a man should not give his time, energy, attention, or resources to an unworthy woman. That's very important. So that's the tear principle, if you please. And then the meat, M-E-A-T principle is money, energy, right, attention, and time. So men should not give their tear or their meat to unworthy women. And men who will be wealthy or who will be financially enhanced or financially secure, i.e. successful, will not do that. Because, you know, I'll give you the old bromide or the old proverb, will never lose any women chasing money, but he can lose a whole lot of money chasing women.
All right. That sounds good.
Right. And so this is just an easy way to remember this. A lot of women are time wasters of men, and I don't know if I can pull this up and just show it to you briefly, because this is so, what I'd like to say, germane. This is so pertinent to the topic. There are a lot of, see, women are winning today, but it's making everybody lose. When women win, everybody loses, including them. But there are a couple of examples, like a lady named McCall Brock. She says, in college, when I ran out of money for food, I went on a dating app, and for 16 days, I had 16 dinner dates in a row. ... Girl gotta eat, right? So here you have a woman using a man, and in another clip, and obviously this was a woman responded, she says, which has over 1.5 million views. Now, that's how many views Miss McCall got. And another woman talks about going on something like 500 dates in a year. So women are using men, weak men, uninitiated men, to supplement their grocery bill. Now, you know, if we reverse that, we would say that men were using women if men were doing that. And I don't believe anybody, men or women, should use each other. But these women are going out with the men, and they're only interested in the food. That's called deception. That's defrauding the man. Now, of course, you have some pussified men will come up and say, well, you know, that's okay. No, it's not okay, because that creates bad relations. And it's duplicitous on the part of the woman, and she shouldn't be doing that. And there was another example I wanted to give you where this woman said she went on 6 dates a week for 2 years. And her name is Miss Vivian Tu. And this is January 23rd. You can look this up. If you just type in Vivian, V-I-V-I-A-N-T-U, right? She claims to have gone on these many dates, 6 dates a week for 2 years. Now, she wasn't interested in any of those jokers. She says between 2016 and 2018, I didn't buy grocery once. Probably saved about $150 a week, right? So she has an Instagram or whatever. She's bragging about it. Well, maybe she's not bragging, but she's certainly announcing it. And this woman was making $95,000 a year. She was making over the average annual income for an American.
Big buck.
But she was
big
living
buck
off these sucker men. And men need to buck up and stop doing that. If you haven't seen a woman naked, don't buy her dinner. No.
Women spend money on women that are either
your relatives or if she's your girlfriend. But don't buy strange women dinner because they're hoodwinking you.
Hold on one second, all right?
Right.
I gotta dial a number, but I also gotta bring somebody in. But hold on, stay with me 1 minute.
All right, I'm going to go on hold. I'm going to listen because I'm kind of busy, but I'll be listening, though.
Okay, all right.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
Yeah, what's going on?
Is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you...
Okay. How you doing, brother?
I'm pretty good, man. The last caller left a lot of stuff for us to, you know, sift through and talk about.
He left a lot of what?
A lot of things to sift through.
He said that was true?
No, I said that this sift, like a sifter to sift through. Some of the stuff, you know, I agree with, you know, and some of the stuff, you know, I don't. You know, that's how that goes. Yeah, some of the stuff, like, you know, the part about, okay, oh, if you want to meet a woman, you know, personally, I don't drink coffee. So, you know, if, you know, and it's probably other people who don't drink coffee. So, you know, but I just, like, for, like, dinner, I mean, I hear what he's saying, that women do that. You know, a woman making $95,000 and she got people buying her dinner. I mean, obviously, she fit the criteria of fit, friendly, and what's the other one? The other one? Fit, friendly, and you know, I remember the three criteria. So I can't remember the third one, but
fit, feminine, and friendly.
Right. So obviously, she fit that characteristic. She fit those.
Yeah, and of course, if she's in a relationship, it's faithful. There's also got to be a fidelity.
Right. But
so that's the four F's.
Okay, but I was just going with the three: fit, friendly, and feminine. You know
right.
what I mean? So
sure.
Now she fit that category. She obviously did for men to go and want to spend money. The thing that I'm saying is, I believe sometimes as men and women, we both can be unrealistic about what we want. I think we both can be that way. I think we both need to make compromises when it comes to what we need versus what we want. It's the type of person we need versus the type of person we want. And I think many of us go on the type of person we want. And that's where we start, like, getting in and out of relationships, to kind of go into what you were saying before, Jay Sean, why we be bouncing around from different relationships is because many of us are not looking for people that we need. We're looking for what we want. And wants, you know, your needs are pretty much stay the same for a good period of time. And by the time those needs change, you'll be to build the bond with the person. But if you deal with what you want, I mean, come on. I may want, you know, somebody who's 5'3", 130 pounds 1 week, and then you may want somebody 5'10", 160 so, the next week. You
so,
know, so that's,
look, so look.
Go ahead.
So look, along this is my man Shadi, y'all on the phone. We've been friends since we was 4 years old. That's 50. No, since we was 9 years old. 9 years old, my bad. Nine. That's 47 years of friendship. I remember a long time ago, you told me you rather be with a woman who went through her whole stage, because by the time she get with you and want to settle down, she'll really know what she want by then. Do you still believe that? And do you remember you told me that?
No, I definitely remember I told you that. I definitely remember I told you that. And I'll tell you why I told you that. Is because
You told me that because back then I had a problem with women who slept around with a lot of people and making them my woman. and now I had a problem with that. It used to bother me a lot to date women who slept with a lot of men before they got with me. But go ahead, continue. Go ahead.
Yeah, but my thing too was because okay, you can deal with a woman who has really little to no experience. So, in today's society, depending on what she's subjected to, she's gonna end up getting some experience from somewhere. You know what I mean? And you. And rather than her cheating, or like what you said, she cheated before she met you or something like that. That somebody said that. Rather than that happening, she gonna end up more than likely cheating while she with you. You know what I mean? Because okay, the ones that that ran through all the game, they done heard all the game, know all the game. So when they decide, look, I'm done. That was my thing. That they was done. Just like a man, when a man decide, like, look, I'm not trying to play around no more. This is the woman I want. This is who I'm going to be with. We done. But until
Shadi,
decision is made, go ahead.
Yeah, no, it's not the same. If you understood what I was trying to say, I understand what you're saying. And I was speaking to a guy not long ago. See, we have to change. If we're going to be up to date and current and accurate, we have to change as better information becomes available. Look up the definition of pair bonding and look at the things that prevent pair bonding. With a woman, if she's had a lot of partners, I understand what you're saying. It just doesn't turn out the way that you are explaining. That confuses her to the point that she can't pair bond. It cripples her ability to pair bond. Now, it may not – that's the old saying. You've heard the old saying, you can't turn a whore into a housewife. Have you ever heard that statement?
Of course I said that, but I also say she could turn herself into a housewife.
All right, hold on. Let's just stick with one thing at a time if you don't mind. Why can't one turn a whore into a housewife? Why?
For me, she's not ready. That's my thing. That's how I look at it. She's not ready.
No. Watch this. There's another word that's more apropos. She is not capable. That's a different word.
Wait a minute.
Let me just make this statement. She's gone beyond the point of no return. Go ahead.
Hold on.
Oh, okay.
Was a female on
here? My wife wanted to respond. Hold on.
Oh, okay.
Good evening. You know,
Inga,
I've been listening.
Ingrid.
I've been listening to this conversation from the beginning, and I'd like to know where Mr. Solution got his degree from to constantly talk about the mindset and what he thinks a woman wants. He speaks a lot on what a woman wants, but where did you get your degree from to come up with these perceptions? And with these perceptions that you're coming up with, are these the type of women that you deal with?
Right. Good question. First of all, one doesn't have to have a degree. I have life experience. I date only women. Presumably, you don't date women, correct?
No, I don't. I'm married. I like men.
All right. I just want to clarify that. Since you don't date women and you understand that there are particular behaviors a woman exhibits when she's dating a man juxtaposed to when she's talking to her girlfriend, correct?
Yes.
All right. Yes. So I use logic. It's called ratiocination, clear thinking, along with experience. And most people don't I have a degree. I have several degrees. But I don't need a degree to speak to the issues that I'm talking about here. I can look it up. I know how to do research. I'm a researcher, a knowledge broker, if you please. So I don't need a degree. A degree is not required to converse on these situations. See, because I could turn that around and ask you, where is your degree to ask these questions? That wouldn't be fair, would it?
I have a degree in sociology. So some of the things that you talk about, you say that it's logic. But for me, some of those things are not logic because a lot of those things I disagree with. When we talk
okay,
about
give me an
whole,
example. Let's deal with one of the major disagreements that you have. Let's deal with it.
When you talk about your description of a woman, that is, a man finds a woman that fits his need. And when that woman understands what that man's need is, then she mm-hmm. begins to tend to those needs. And every man's needs is not the same. I'm not dealing with a man's want. Because mm-hmm. any woman can tend to a man's wants, but a man's needs is what I look to nurture and take care of. Because, like you say, a woman can have plenty of dick up inside of her. Any man can fuck you. That ain't no big deal. Any man can fuck you, but there's not many men that can stand up and take care of your needs. So there are two differences between yes. needs and wants. Me as a woman, as a nurturer, no, I don't agree with a woman sleeping with multiple men, just like I don't agree with a man sleeping with multiple women. But if that's your choice, that's your choice. I live my life the way I choose, and you live yours the way you choose. We can agree to disagree. But again, as my husband said, if a whore, as you men want to call it, decides to turn into this what you say, traditional housewoman and a good woman or whatever you want to say, again, that's her choice. Just like it's a man's choice to be a hoe. A man can be a good man. A man can settle down with one woman. But if there's multiple women that allow a married man to sleep with her, then that's his choice and that's her choice. But that's what happens every day, all the time. But does that say that that makes you a good or a bad person? That depends on the person that's doing the cheating or the person that's being cheated on.
Right. First of all, let me congratulate you, and I appreciate you for stepping up, that you're married. So that puts you in a very elite category just by being married. Most women can't get married. They don't know how. If you and I had the opportunity, you sound like a reasonable woman. I guarantee you we could agree on most of the core issues because there is a basic to logic, just like there's a basic to the language, you know, the ABCs, 26 alphabets. And we would all have to agree on those in order to really, you know, have a conversation. So, look, my intention is not to trigger you. That's not my intention. But my intention is to talk about relevant and pertinent things. For example, and you can look this up. That's the reason I like to come with receipts. Ms. McCall Brock, MCCALLBROCK, And this article is dated April 8th of 2022. She says when she was in college, and I'll quote her, "In college, when I ran out of money for food, I went on a dating app, and for 16 days, I had 16 dinner dates in a row. Girl gotta eat." Do you agree with that?
You know, I really don't have a comment to that because that really doesn't pertain to me. And it really
Hold on. I want it to pertain to you because I want to get your moral point of view on a woman going on a dating app to go out. Now, she's on a dating app, and a dating app is supposed to be something where men and women meet to see if they are a good fit for each other. But that was not Ms. Brock's intention. Her only intention was to get food from these weak sucker men. And I call them weak sucker men because they shouldn't have been feeding her. So I'm asking you, if you had a son, would you want him to come in contact with Ms. Brock?
No, I wouldn't, because I tell my son every day, you want a woman
Hold on just a minute. Hold on. See, what you're doing, what I'm trying to help both of us do to come to clarity, and see, you're kind of dodging me. Now, that's your option.
Because you know
that's
what?
Your option, but that's
the
not a good.
Why, because let me finish.
Wait a minute. Let me just finish my point. What I'm trying to get you to see is the wrong that's being committed here and that it's not right. I would agree if a man did this, it would be wrong for him to do that. And I would say that and put a period behind it. I wouldn't put a comma. I would say that would be wrong treatment. This woman was being duplicitous. She was being disingenuous, right? She was being a horrible human being. Because even though she was on a dating app, the guy was under the impression that she was interested in him to try to get to know him. No, she was just going out with him to be introduced to food, which is what she wanted. This is selfishness on steroids, right?
You are absolutely right. She was wrong.
Okay, so look here. Let's do this. Let's do this.
Let me finish my point, though. She was wrong for doing that, but that was her choice. And because those men chose to buy that dinner for her, they probably bought that dinner on the anticipation of getting something afterwards. So you can't just speak on the mindset of her, because maybe out of those 16 men, 10 of them had the intentions of, yeah, I'm going to buy her some dinner and then I'm going to get me some. So you don't
know. Okay, let's talk about that.
Her.
Hold on. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about that. Is that not a reasonable expectation in a male-female relationship? What's abnormal about that?
Again, two people is according to their expectations. That's not my
Okay, but wait a minute. Don't flip-flop on me now. Let's look at this straight on, head on. You agree that in a male-female relationship, having sex is normal, correct?
Having sex is normal for a male and a female and a female, however you want to put it. I don't know.
Okay,
where
I'm sorry.
Going.
What's your name again?
Ingrid.
Ingrid?
Yeah.
Okay, Ingrid, look here. I like you just from having heard you, but you have to ask yourself, do I want to have an open and honest conversation, or do I just want to do the octopus dance and cloud the issue? See, because what you're saying is clouding the issue. First of all, when a man and a woman go out on a date, the point is to get to know each other. The primary reason that men go on dates is to engage in sexual relations with a woman. That's normal. What's abnormal is this woman wanting a meal without any kind of interest. Remember, she's on a dating app. She didn't go on a charity app. Had she gone on a chat, or if she had told a man, say, for example, if she had told the guy, look, I'm only going out with you for a meal.
I don't want to take up his whole show with that. But
okay, well, look
again,
here. Hold on. He doesn't mind. He's okay with it, so don't worry about it.
Let me just say this.
Hold on. Let me just finish my point. All I want to say to you is imagine if this was your son. Or a man that you cared about. That's all you need to do and see if you would equivocate the way you're doing. See, that's the problem.
Hold on, you are
equivocating.
And I was about to answer
that question, and I was going to tell you.
Go ahead. One second.
Mr. Solution said, I wouldn't mind. Everybody, just let's take a deep breath. I got more people that want to come on the line. When people on my show, I be getting a lot of inboxes in Texas and angry when you came on. Let me tell you, a lot of people texted me. They happy to hear a woman's point of view.
I'm glad to hear that.
You know, a lot of people support Mr. Solution, too. Like, so everybody could agree to disagree. Like, we could go on with that, you know, for back and forth. But I had a couple of people waiting on the line that hung up. I guess I was taking too long. So what I got to do is we're going to take a quick break. And I would hope that everybody could stay with us. Because this is really informative. Like, this is dialogue that we really need. So we're gonna take a quick break. Everybody take a breath. We know when we're talking about relationships, and that's why my podcast is about relationships, because we could talk about relationships forever. We could talk about why people cheat, how long is too long to stay in an unhealthy relationship, what do it take to make a relationship work. We could go on and on and on and on, and that's why I choose to talk about relationships on my podcast. And I hope that it helps people. And I really appreciate everybody that call in and everybody on the links. I really do, because it don't only make your day. It really makes my day, and it makes my job much more easier. But what I really got to do right now, we're going to take a quick break and we're going to come right back. So like I said, everybody just exhale, and we're going to be right back with more on relationship talk on the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean online podcast. We'll be right back.
Me, so what's wrong, what's going on, I need to know. get no sleep until daylight.
Daylight.
Touch the curve. Trying to figure it out. Yeah. I need
I need to know.
You've been acting strange. You don't feel the same.
I
don't know what to do.
I
need to walk out the door. Oh, but then I want you more. But I can't keep going through this, 'cause I'm about to lose it. You got me all night.
All night.
Thinking about
you.
Wanting you more and more.
Trying to
figure
it out.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean podcast. We had a, we got a break when we go into the second hour. Like, we had a good first hour of the show. Like I said before, relationships is something that we could talk about, and we can go on and on and on and on. Will we ever see a perfect one? I don't know. I mean, at my age, I might have thought I seen them before, or I might have thought I had them before. And everybody know I always start my Mr. I call myself Mr. Fuck Love. And people know the story I sing, you know. I say that because everybody who ever told me that they loved me hurt me. So love can't live here no more. And people be like, oh, you shouldn't say that and you shouldn't do that. You know, you shouldn't say stuff like that. But that's the way I feel in my heart. Is it a time in my life where I hope that I could trust again? And love again, I mean really love again. Because love, I guess it has to be beautiful, because so many people want it and so many people need it. So I'm not naive. I'm not subnormal on intelligence, and to that fact that love must be real and love must be important, but I'm just saying, to me it's not real and to me it's not important. And I say that because I often say I'd rather get my ass kicked than somebody break my heart, because a broken heart stop you from eating, stop you from sleeping. Sometimes people commit suicide. I mean, a broken heart is a mother, and I'm sure everybody, we all adults, everybody on here, everybody done had their heart broke before. But I see how people speak so strongly about love. I see people pressing one. I'm going to get to you in a minute, because a couple of people hung up because I didn't get to them. I'm going to get to you in 1 second. Relationships. Right now in 2023, it would be beautiful if you can get two people who love each other and trust each other and respect each other and on the same page. But most of the time, I'm telling you, it's either you getting him or him getting you. Or somebody cheating. See, a man A man could have sex with another woman and still love his wife or his woman. But when a woman decide to step outside and have sex with another man, she done with you. By the time she starts cheating on you, you can forget it. She don't want you no more. She's done with you. And this is the core. This is the thing that I'm trying to get to right here. Where is the point where we can eliminate the urge for somebody to want to cheat? Where is the point when we can get to when somebody decide that I just want to be with this one person for the rest of my life? Like when do we get, where do we get to that, or how do we get to that? That's the point. I gotta call her in. I'm trying to get to everybody. Please be patient. Please be patient. I'm trying to get to everybody tonight. 4785, you live.
How you doing?
What's up?
Hello, everyone. Mr. Solution. How you doing tonight?
Hi, Lisa. How are you?
All right. Ingrid, how you doing? Nice to hear your voice. I just want to say that no one starts out as being a hoe. Everyone starts out fresh, new, and then as time go on, once they take the step into intimacy, we never know what leads a person to having more than one mate that they go to bed with. We all start out loving someone, and then sometimes we get our heart broken, or we outgrow that person, or that person do something that we need to leave that situation, and then we go on to maybe another relationship. But for me, I think that men need to really check themselves, because they always talking about how many men a woman had. We can never, ever have as many as you had. But you always be choicy that you don't want your woman to be a hoe or have a whole bunch of men. And I usually don't talk bad, but nothing's ever going to happen to a pussy. She can have 1,000 men, still going to be the same size. That's the fantasy that y'all have about how many men she has, that it's going to be different or she's different. No, it's just that's something she did part-time. Having sex is a part-time thing. Everybody goes to be in a relationship for the person, feelings, a friendship, talking, growing. You know what I mean? We make sex a two bigger thing in relationship. It's only a sign of showing affection to each other. It's the only ultimate thing that you could show another person how you feel about them. Now, some people don't take it that way. Some people do use it for a meal, a pay a bill, do something special to themselves. But that's just an added thing that we all do. And we do that when we work. We get paid. We do the same thing. We go out and eat without check. We go buy stuff without check. We pay a bill without check. You know, a woman could marry a man and know she doesn't even have sex with his whole town. But when he in the bed with her, she only know about her and him. You don't know about the other people that someone has. You know what I mean? That's their private life before you. I know many women that married never had sex with nobody but their husband. And later on down the road, they'll tell me, oh, I wish I would have tried somebody else. That's my only thing that I wish I would have did, that I could have been with another man to see how it would be. And you do. How many people go buy something without trying it on? It's a fantasy that you got to save yourself for somebody to say that you are pure or that he's the only one to ever touch you. You know what I mean? It's like women that walk around with promise rings. Oh, I'm not going to have sex until I get married. You don't have to tell nobody that. Just don't have sex. People that say that they celibate. Nobody got to know you're celibate. So I suppose you're going to go to bed with. You got to stop putting labels on things that don't matter in life. It doesn't. It doesn't really matter in life. And Mr. Solution, you sound like a nice guy. And I don't know deep down who really truly hurt you. And I feel sorry for that person that did do that to you because you seem like a good guy. But you got to stop dogging women out because whatever somebody did to you has nothing to do with other women. You know, you're very intelligent. You let us know that every week. But sometimes you got to take a back seat and realize that we all aren't dogs out here. We all don't want to be beat up. We all don't want to be hoes. We just want to be women being loved and treated with respect. That's all we want. That's all we want in life. That's all I got to say.
Yeah, Lisa, if I can just comment quickly. Jason, is that okay?
Yeah, quickly.
Yeah, well, first of all, I think that is what you call poisoning the well in logic. You should first ask me if someone hurt me instead of making an assumption. What I'm speaking on has nothing, and I repeat, nothing to do with hurt. It only has to do with truth, right? So one can tell the truth. For example, a quick truth is this. A woman can't gauge fairness toward men, most women, on a macro level, that is, on a large-scale level. That is the reason with the lady earlier, she has a lovely name, I forget it, I think she said Ingrid. But Ingrid could identify with the mistreatment of Miss Brock, cheating those guys when I said if that were her son. So women generally can't appreciate fairness toward men in general. Only men that they have a close or relationship with, their husband or their son or nephew or something of that sort. So that is the reason I switched it up. So it has nothing to do with hurt. And just one other quick thing. A young woman will get a hell of a lot of attention from men because when she develops her secondary sex characteristics, men are willing to fly her places and give her all kinds of stuff. And if she doesn't have good guidance, she will become promiscuous. They're giving her drugs. There are women in the U.S., IG models, going over to Dubai. If you are attractive as a woman, that is a type of currency that men will respond to. Whereas a man has to become the best version of himself. He has to create his own wealth. Whereas a woman is pretty much born. We call that a genetic celebrity. So a woman would get attention from many, many men because of the way she appears physically. They'll spend money on her. The same is not true of men, and I think it's very important to incorporate that in any healthy conversation dealing with the dichotomy of men and women. Thank you.
Okay. Hold on one second. I gotta get some of these callers in here.
Let me just say this one thing.
7543, you live, but Lisa gonna make a comment and then you come right in.
Let me tell you something. Women get achieve and get money from men when they're younger for whatever physique they have. And give me a couple of names of women when they get older, they still have that money that those men lavished on them when they was young. It's not what people give you that's going to help you out. It's what you give yourself. You don't have to get a man to give you money. That's why they got jobs out here.
And choose
for you to be self-sufficient to yourself. We make it that people think that men do everything for us, and that's what we looking for. We could do it ourselves. We don't live in that time no more that we have to worry about a man giving us whatever. Our body is our own body. We don't have to solicit our body to get things from you. Go ahead, caller.
All right, 7543, you live.
Dr. James, how you doing? How you doing, Lisa? I kind of late, so I didn't catch what the gentleman said before, but I'm not going to get caught up into that. I know that you were talking about loving and women, and I'm just going to say, yeah, young women do have an advantage, but that only lasts for a certain period of time, like Lisa said. When women start to get older, they lose that. And the men start going to the younger women. So you take advantage of what God gives you. If God gives you that beauty when you're young, you can attract men and so forth. There's nothing wrong with that. And like what Jay said about he don't believe in love, or he don't, I guess you don't believe in love. I believe that you love differently. And just as you get older and you start to change, you say evolve the way you live your life, and people change, you're not the same person that you were when you were 20 years old. I don't think you're going to find that same love that you found when you first found your first girlfriend or the first mother of your child when you were in 20s and 30s or whatever the case. I don't think you're going to find that type of love anymore when you're in your 60s. You might be looking for it, but I don't think it's going to exist like that. You have to love, you love people for different reasons. You know what I mean? And it's not always the same. The sex part dwindles out when you get older, you know, for both men and female. But males try to keep it going with the sex, and females try to get out of it a lot, other aspects of people, other characteristics, and you may fall in love with that and not necessarily just sexual, physical love. There are different things you can do to be attracted to people. But I think just like as we mature, we evolve, we start to love for different reasons. That's all I have to say.
That's a good point. I also think that I'm talking from a man's point of view. I think that women have to stop wanting to get married just to get married. Women want to get married, but they don't want to be a wife. They have to, I think they got to take all, that's like a 360 degrees. Like, you want to be married, but you want to be a wife, and you want to love your husband and vice versa. You know what I mean? But I'm talking about from my point of view, I've been married twice, divorced twice. And I think that in my situation, it was more like the ladies, they just wanted to be married. But I'm not sure they wanted to be a wife. But look, we're going to a caller. 5885, you live.
Hey, Deshaun, how are you?
Hey, what's up, LaToya?
Everything is well. I'm just listening in. That's all.
No you got problem. Any comments?
Nope, I'm just listening in.
Oh, I saw you said you pressed one.
No, I did.
You know you're not getting out of here like
oh,
that.
Oh, Deshaun, please. Oh, please.
you know you're not getting out of here like that. Not at all. Is how many is too many? Is like Mr. Solution said, 10 or less. I said, you know, somebody got their TV on in the back. You can mute your phone. 10 or less. Is that a good number for a woman to have slept with before she get married? 10 or less?
I mean, I guess for that whoever. I can't speak for nobody.
5 or less?
I still can't speak for nobody. That's their choice, Ashawn.
Latoya, you is something else.
Yeah, okay.
You buy it.
Ashawn, listen.
You new.
Uh-huh.
You neutral.
Ashawn, listening into the show, okay? And that's my TV you hear. Sorry about that. I'm listening in, buddy.
Hey, you know you my favorite listener, Latoya.
Awesome.
Latoya support everybody's show. She is a supporter. Beyond supporter.
Yes, I was on your line yesterday, Lisa.
I saw you. My sister's show. You was on my sister's show. Somebody got their TV on in the back. You got to turn the TV off or mute your phone. Somebody. 9318, you live.
Peace, beloved. How are you?
Peace. Wait, hold on. Somebody got a TV on in the background. You gotta turn the TV down or mute your phone. I'm gonna have to start going through the numbers to find out who it is.
Better?
Okay, that's cool. Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, that's good. 9318, you live.
Yeah, peace, Jay. How are you, man?
Hey,
peace, Shadi.
Oh.
Peace, Ingrid. Great to hear you. Indeed, it's B.O.
Oh, that's original. Peace. What's good?
It's all good, beloved. It's all good, man. I heard Ingrid's voice. I said, wow, that was a long time coming. Greetings to the family.
That was your neighbor, right?
Emphatically, yes. Right next door.
Oh, okay.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I just didn't want to be a stranger no more, Jay. You sent me a message one day. Don't be no stranger.
I said you haven't been on the show in a while. You and Wifey ain't been on the show.
Yeah, you know, striving to swim, you know, stay above water, you heard?
Yeah.
That's all.
So you married, right?
Absolutely.
How many years?
Oh, man. 96 with two more years, man. I mean, 3 more years, pardon me. That'd make 30 years.
30 years. 27 years.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm sure it's people on the line who want to know. You know I'm gonna get you. You come on the show. I gotta get you. What's the antidote? What's the magic potion? I mean, you know what keeps you married that long?
I don't know, man. Just there really ain't no secret or nothing like that. It's just, you know, just the choice of the, you know, choosing one another. You know, loving one another, things of that nature. That's the best way I could put it. Honoring, respecting, you know what I mean? All of those elements are important, man.
So it's based on love.
Absolutely, but, you know, we have to be careful with that word because, you know, a lot of times people don't see it for what it is. They try to see it for what it could be or what they want it to be, you know what I mean, as opposed to what it actually is. You know what I mean?
Doing something consistently consistently for that long, I ain't even gonna talk about the hard points. What is the good points about that, being married 27 years? What's the good points of that?
Well, anytime you can consciously agree on one accord and each other, bringing each other to that point and be willing to sacrifice, you know, I think a whole lot, man. It's, you know, I mean, there's so many different chambers to it, you know, so many different ways shit happen, you know, in life. And you know, you just got to adjust, you know, be a chameleon. Sometimes you can, sometimes you can't. You know, some people,
I mean,
they can't because they feelings. Love becomes a handicap.
So, 20, so you said 27 years. So,
yes.
27 years. If you had somebody, if it was somebody who was listening and they've been together like, just say like 20 years, but they was having second thoughts about, you know, leaving or something like that, what kind of advice would you give them?
Seek counseling. Cause
counseling.
Yeah, you know, a third party, they really have no particular interest one way or the other, and they could be fair in their advice that they would give one, you know what I mean? I always said that I would never put a third party in my marriage in the past, but, you know, as you get older, you learn more, you know what I'm saying? Because you can't see all angles all the time, you know what I mean? Sometimes you need for that, you know, it's like a referee in a game, a basketball game, a football game. You know, they got to call it as it is, and they got to see it from the differences of angles in order to get clarity on what's going on. You know what I mean? So to hear both sides, there's so many sides of a story, your side, their side, and the truth. You know what I mean? So that third party, they're not going to be biased in any way, and they can say, well, maybe if you did this, this can help, or maybe if you did that, that can help, you know. They can advise you one way or the other. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, counseling. That's what's up. That's good. That's good advice. That's definitely good advice. Yo, you know.
Yeah, I got it from one of the elders.
Yeah, I appreciate you calling in. Like that's real. That's true. You know, when I reach out to somebody, if I could say, "Yo, you haven't been on the show in a while," and you take time out your day to call, that mean a lot to me.
Yeah, Jay, you already know how it, man. We family, so, you know, that's just what it is, man.
Yeah, that's right. And I might be in Atlanta in April, so I might keep that couch that I slept on when I was down there available.
We got you. We got a couch, we got a bed. We got you.
I want to ride that lawnmower car, whatever that shit
anytime,
was you was on.
Anytime you want, Jay, you got that.
That's
anytime.
Pretty. You know that I still got that picture in my mind of you on that lawnmower. I call it a lawnmower car because I'm from the city. I don't know what the hell that was.
You call them tractors.
I just seen you with a cowboy hat on and your tractor.
Yeah, I'm all the way live with
that. That
all
tractor,
the way over,
that,
man.
That. Yo, to see you on that machine, I should have recorded that, knowing that you came from the city, you know, the inner city. To see you on a tractor, that was a sight to see. But I'm saying that's
indeed
what you dream about. But thanks for calling in. Thanks for calling in. Tell Wifey I said peace.
You already know. Automatic.
Okay, all right. Peace,
give my love to everyone, man. Peace.
All right. All right, peace. 9979 for you live.
Yo, what's good, Jay?
Hey, what's going on? Who this? Oh?
Yeah, what's good with you, man? I'm sitting here listening to the show. It's definitely epic tonight.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, we get deep on this show. We don't play no holds barred. No, if we don't put no filters on it.
Word. So I was sitting here listening, man, and just to comment on all that. Like, I feel like a lot of people is guiding their relationships and their influence based off the Snapchat and this damn Instagram stuff that's going on. I feel like that's playing a major influence on how people is living their relationships and their lives and all of that. And as far as the women's concerned, I've never been cool with a female having multiple body counts, you know what I'm saying? Because I look at that as, you know, hell, you know, I don't know what man looking at me because he done laid down with my chick. When we out shopping in the mall, you know, I'm walking around with a brand new baby with this female. But, or you know, I know you had a fans only page or whatever the case might be. I do feel like that plays a factor on each individual, you know what I'm saying, based off, you know, and it can go both ways. I mean, so, but it is different. Society does paint it differently for a female, you know, versus a male. But I just feel like a lot of this stuff is influenced on what we're seeing on these Snapchats and all the stuff that's going on with these social media platforms and dating sites and whatnot. I feel like that's what a lot of females is looking at and following, and it's unrealistic, and it's honestly, in my opinion, it's a fairy tale because that's not real life.
So you don't want to build a future with a woman that slept with 10 men?
Hell no.
Under.
Nah, I'm not doing that. I'm good. Not if I know about it. You might have snuck under the radar, you know, without me knowing about it. If I know,
what's the number?
That's the problem.
What's the number? 10 and under, 5 and under. What's the number?
See, me personally, like 5 and under is really, you know, it might be unrealistic in this day and age, but the make me feel secure or make me feel okay with it, yeah, I say 5 and under. And, you know, and that number can slightly adjust a little bit higher to maybe 7 if you, you know, if you get up there in your elder's age or something like that. But, you know,
so 5.
As far as
so
you,
5.
Young,
so
yeah,
5 and under,
5 is my...
5 and under is cool with you.
Yeah, I'm going to call that safe zone.
What about you? What's your number?
You talking about like far as me being a man, or you talking about?
I'm talking about what we talking about. You said a woman is 5 and under is cool with you, but what's your number to be cool with her?
What's my number to be cool with her?
25 and under.
Hold on.
40 and under, 50 and under?
Man, see, my count, you know, mine's calculated differently. You know, it's hard. Because, you know, I actually played that game a while. I ain't going to lie to you, man. I played that game a while back in my head. I say, yo, can you really count how many women you might have slept with in your life? And I, you know, us as men, we don't really remember. I can only speak for myself. I can't speak for everybody. I can't really sit here and remember, because a lot of the women that, you know, a lot of our body counts or in my younger days or whatever the case may have been or what I might have been involved with, you know, I wasn't looking for love or trying to get any type of gain from that female. You know, I was just trying to, you know, no disrespect, trying to get a nut and call it a day. You know, most of the women, you know, they are trying to seek, they want a relationship or they want something out of you, you know. So, me personally, I don't know what my count would be. That's a good question. You got me thinking.
I just wanted to throw that in. But, look.
Yeah, but.
I want, for the people that called in, I wanted to go down. I wanted to ask you this. So I'm going to start off with you. It might be an answer. You might don't have an answer. I don't know. Who is the one person who saved your life without even knowing that they saved your life?
Man, that's a big, I don't know, man. That's a, cause I always, it's always been the other way around for me. So, that's a tough question. Who's the one person that saved my life and didn't know they saved my life? I don't know.
If it ain't nobody, it ain't nobody.
I'm not even gonna lie and make up nothing, man, because I don't know. I'm not gonna do the Alec Murdoch right now.
All right, that's cool. All right, hold tight for a minute. Hold tight for a minute. Shadi, you still here?
Yeah, I'm still here, man.
Who was the one person that saved your life without knowing they saved your life?
To say, now she gonna know, my wife. You know what I'm saying?
She
saved my life. Yeah. You know, because having my son changed my perspective. You know, once I had my son, my whole perspective about how I was living and what I wanted to happen to me and all that changed. So that saved my life. Because prior to that, it was, you know, certain situation, it was whatever. You know, once I had my son, then it was like, you know, now I got somebody that depend on me, and now, you know, I got my wife. You know, she was just my son mother at the time, but, you know, she helped me to make changes and see things different. Like, you know, even with the women, like, you know, when I told you what I told you about, you know, the women being a certain way and all that, you know, if they slept with a bunch of men, it was all right. And my thing is, as a man, I'm listening to everybody, right? But how fair are we being to the women when you're looking at, we have an expectation. This is why we got problems as men and women, because we both got unrealistic expectations of each other, and we hold each other to these standards that we contribute to, the standards being broken. We contribute to them. The men contributed to them, like the brother just said. He meet a chick, and I was guilty of that too. You meet a chick, you had no intentions on having a relationship with them. You smash them. Now, she got a body count. Think about five more dudes do the same thing. Now she already up to six, and only thing she's guilty of is looking for love, trying to find somebody that love her. Now she done got six body counts, you know, six cats and slept with her, and now she is messed up. She's not so much messed up for all the dicks she had. She's messed up for all the jokers that mistreated her. So by the time the seventh joker come around, now she got her guard up. And this might have been the guy who was ready to love her for who she was. And now, because all us six other cats that mistreated her, she ain't ready for love. She can't love now because we done broke her heart. We done hurt her. And we're not looking at our contribution to what we're dealing with the women. We contributed to it. And I had to learn that from being with my wife. Had I not got married and stayed out there still doing what I was doing, I'd be talking like Solution right now. You know what I mean? That's how I would be talking. But because I got the chance to really listen to a woman, like, you can't get to know women by smashing women. You don't care about what they're saying to you. You're not listening to what you contribute to the pain that they cause, that thing he's saying about, okay, people messing around, the women not going to be able to focus because they've had too many dicks. No, their heart's been broken. That's what's going to be the thing. But if they can love again and they find the right love, they will be capable of love. Now, you listening, I'm listening to the brothers. The brothers are more guilty of that, worrying about how many dicks she had than the woman is. You probably laying in the bed thinking about how many times, who smashed them, what position they smashed in. Put the blame where the blame go. The blame is on the brothers. And we need to get past that nonsense, because women out here need love and they need real men.
Hey, let me respond to that, Jay Sean, if you don't mind. How are you, Shadi? How the hell are you?
I'm great.
Fantastic. Shadi, I'm just going to say, with all due respect, that is a very immature position that you've just expressed toward women, because what you have not done is included the volition and the autonomy of women. What you have just done is reduced women to a brainless, just a follower of men. Women know exactly what they are doing. One of the points that the gentleman made earlier, he said they're seeking love or what they can get out of a man. And see, for you to try and exonerate women doesn't really help women. It's a simp move, is what you just made. What you just said is patently not true. If it is true at all, it's only true a very small percentage. I would say around 15 to maybe 5% true. Women are acting autonomously. My body, my choice. When they're effing a particular dude, it's because they have chosen to. And this notion that women are only having sex with men because they're looking for love is absolute bovine scatology, because you can go to numerous venues and find that women are having sex. For example, most of the sex workers are, say, for example, the porn stars are women. They're effing on camera for a fee. Right? And now they're taking the easy way out, you know, just having sex. But the point is, women are doing what they want to do. And for women and for men to deny that that's true is just infantile on the men's part. Where are women's brains when you're talking about women? Women are making choices every day. Yes.
Okay. All right, now here you're saying, on the flip side of what you just said, is that men are infantile themselves because they can't differentiate whether a woman wants to be with them or just want to use them. So for me, you're trying to give the men the easy way out. And when you were talking to my wife, you said some of your comments is based on your experience. So some of your experience, and then when you spoke to Lisa, you were saying she should ask you about your experience, but she heard you say some of what you were saying is based on your personal experience with women. Now,
No. That's not what Lisa said. Lisa was trying to diagnose me. She was trying to psychoanalyze me, which was totally false.
Comment. No, she wasn't making a. She wasn't psychoanalyzing.
No. She said who hurt you.
Wait a minute.
What she said was who hurt you or somebody hurt you.
Right.
And she doesn't know that, and that's not true. So that's what I spoke to.
Oh, so nobody never hurt you.
No, that's not the point.
The point is, I'm not speaking from hurt. No. All right.
Okay.
But the point is, you're speaking from experience.
Let me say this.
Listen. Hold up.
Okay. One can speak from accuracy and not hurt.
Let me finish. You're speaking from experience. Some of it is your experience. Most of us who are speaking, we are speaking from some experiences that we have dealt with prior to, from women to men. We're speaking on experiences. So just the observation based on your position of how you look at women, it would make me believe that you had pretty bad relationships with women. That would be my observation on you because how you view women.
Shadi, that's a loaded damn statement.
Listen,
how do I look at women? I'm not going to let you get away with that.
Tell me how
Sade says that Mr. Solution looks at women. Please.
Look at what you listen. All women got to do is listen to what you're saying.
No. You give me words. You have enough words. Give me a description of how
description,
I look at women.
The description that you just used where women know what they're doing. Anytime they sleep with a man, they sleeping with a man because they want to have sex.
Okay, wait a minute. No. They want to have sex or they want to get something from the man. Let's do a survey.
That's the only reason women sleep with men. That's the only reason.
No, the other guy said that, and I agree with him. He said that when women sleep with men, they're sleeping with them either for sex, which is legitimate. Women need sex. Women are more sexual than men. Additionally, women sleep with men. I started with some articles, Shadi. Maybe you didn't hear it. But I gave some examples of women posting that they had gone out with men, even on dating apps, only for food. That's defrauding the men. That's disingenuous.
Hold up.
Why can't the woman just say to the men, look, I'm on a dating app and I'm here to get a free meal? Just tell the truth, goddammit.
Okay. Now, why can't the man, when with the woman, do the same thing? Look, I'm just out to get some pussy.
He can, and many do. But women want sex too. Sex is the common denominator between men and women.
Stop acting all asinine because...
No, you're acting asinine. Sex is a common denominator between men and women, yes or no?
The reality is when men...
I see, you're acting like a female now.
No, you messing around because you...
Is not
really
sex a common
you
denominator between men and women? Is it or isn't it?
Okay, so yeah. If it's a
Well then, goddammit, nobody is defrauded for sex. They both want sex. Goddamn.
Then why are you crying about what the woman did? Why are you crying about what the woman did to the men?
I'm not crying about a damn thing. I'm saying she did it disingenuously. She wasn't about sex, Sade. Turn your mind on. She was not even interested in sex. She was only interested in the meal.
Okay, so a man...
Okay, that's a difference.
You are misinterpreting the reality of what's being stated.
No wonder you don't get it.
No, listen, you're screaming and hollering because right now you're trying to hold something that can't really hold water.
Wait a minute, what am I trying to hold that can't hold water? Be specific.
So be quiet and let me...
I will be quiet. Say something worthy of my being quiet.
Yeah, see, here you go. Here you go. I hit a nerve.
God, please.
Yeah, the thing is, You're gonna say a woman should tell a man that I didn't come here for sex, but you're also gonna say sex is a mutual thing between men and women, which it is. However, if you decide on your own to go out on a date with a woman and she don't give you sex, now you gotta pout, you gotta feel like you got played. No, you took a risk, and if you want
no, 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 no. See again, and I understand where the problem is now.
No,
you are refusing to understand the scenario.
Listen, stop interrupting me. Be a grown up and listen.
Well, say when you're finished. On and on without making a point.
If you let me finish, then I can make the point. The bottom line is you made a statement about a woman getting men to take her out to dinner, and obviously she didn't have sex with him. So I said to you before, what is the big deal of her not having sex with the guys when you yourself saying a woman who sleeps with too many guys you don't want? So,
okay, you're critical. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. Let me know when you're finished because I'm going to answer you.
Okay, but how hypocritical is that for you to say on one hand you want a woman who doesn't have sex with a lot of men, but now you're saying when a woman goes out and she possibly, you don't know what was in that woman's mind. You're trying to dictate what was in her mind based on something she said a girl need to eat. Even if she put that on the site, a girl needs to eat, and they came to, and they decided to take her out, that's on them. That's not on her. But when
all right, Shadi, let me answer you.
Listen,
first of all, you're being ridiculous,
woman,
but let me answer you.
When it comes to
okay,
the woman,
well, say when you're
you
finished because I want to know.
You keep interrupting. You keep
interrupting.
But
you never finish. I got
because
your point.
You, how can I finish when you keep interrupting me before I completely make my point? I listen to you. Listen to me. The thing is, you keep saying on one case that the women make a choice to have sex if they want to. So what you're doing to me is you're making excuses for men. And you're trying to put all the blame on the woman. That's my point. Now, go ahead.
Thank you very damn much. Thank you very much, Shadi. First of all, Shadi, you fail the interpretation test. I didn't say they have to have sex. That's you saying that because you can't decipher a clear statement of fraud or a man being defrauded. No, she didn't have to have sex with the guy. No, that's not what I'm saying at all. But I did say sex is the common denominator between men and women. The woman admitted, Shadi, that she was going out only for the meal. She wasn't even interested in getting to know the guy. Hopefully you can differentiate and understand that. Okay, if she had said to the guy, look, I just want a meal. Would you please buy me a meal? And some guys would, like a guy like me, if a woman was honest and said that to me, I would just buy her a meal. Now, I wouldn't buy her a meal at a five-star restaurant, but I wouldn't be expecting any sex because I would know that she's just interested in the meal. Now, when a young woman is going out at the peak of her fertility and beauty, she gets all kinds of attention from men with money, and that's understandable because men like young women. She's doing drugs. She's having hot girl summer. She's all being right. taken out on boats and et cetera, and she's fucking these men. Excuse me, I don't know if we can say fuck, but she's having sex with these various men, right? This is a choice that she's making. But this situation that I gave you is very different from the way that you're trying to force it in a particular scenario or narrative that I don't agree with and that I'm not doing. Because, again, she could say, buy me a meal, sir. Would you please buy me a meal? Yes, I'm on a dating app. Yes, I'm on a dating app, but I'm not interested in dating you. I'm only on here for a meal. Some of the guys would do that. Some of the guys are generous enough to do that.
So, Mr. Solution, time out. We got a woman that want to say something. Go ahead, 4785.
Yes. I have to say about men, not all men, but from the beginning of time, men have been using women for sexual acts. Now that we live in another century, that women can't do mostly anything that a man do as far as their body, now it's a problem of how many people she had previously or during or after. But men have been doing the same thing forever. And like Shadi said, men need to, not all, but men need to own up and realize that you marry a woman and you done had a million women and then you want your wife to have no man. You know what I mean? It's not that it's not fair, but I'm saying you can't have two types of ways. She can't have nobody, but I can have as many people I want. And same thing, you get married, and then you still do the same thing. Only, as you always know, is only certain women that have always, and through fit time, have had many men for money and food. And you know what we always call them. But we always had good women that wanted to be good wives, good girlfriends, or good women. But as time goes on in life, it's the solution. Women are just tired of men putting labels on us because we want to live and be who we truly are ourselves. We love ourselves and do the things we want to do. And if we decide to have a million men, it don't matter because nobody got to know how many people a woman had in her bedroom. Her bedroom was a closed place. Just like a man could walk into your life and he could tell you how many people he had, but you truly will never know how many women that man had. And everybody needs to get over it because when you meet somebody, what does it even matter how many women or men that person has? They were loving on you. They're not loving on the people that had the past. That's why we say we have a past. People can't even move on from people when they do stuff.
Well, this is Lisa, correct?
Yo, hold on.
This is Lisa, right?
One second, everybody. 7468, you had a comment?
Yeah, you hear me?
7468.
You hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. Chinese, thank you for saying what you said, because I think I said that last week about how us as black men need to take responsibility for what we do also. And another thing, Mr. Solution, it really sounds like he's really saying all women. Like, you're not even saying most women or some women. You're saying women, period, the way it sounds to me. And the last thing I'm going to say is, if a man is stupid enough to give up the money, I'm telling my female to take it. Why not? Why not?
Absolutely.
Why not? You want to be an idiot and give your money up like that? You know, you probably got a wife at home or something at home or a girlfriend, and you still got, come on, man. It's reality, man. It's 2023 right now. So, like I said,
Mr. Solution, go ahead. You got the floor.
Yeah, thank you. First of all, I think that was Lisa. Lisa, let me just respond to what you said. First of all, a woman can screw as many men as she wants. All I said was that a woman needs to be aware that men are aware of that. And as I told you, this wasn't me, although I agree with it. There were men that said to a woman when they met a woman that they liked, And you know, I don't think this was cause for outright rejection, but they did say, you cheated on me before I met you. So men, especially men of means, are very concerned with a woman's body count. Now, if a woman doesn't care, well, then fine. She doesn't have to deal with those men. But usually, quote-unquote, high-value men can define the terms upon which they relate to women. And one of the terms that they relate to women on is a low body count. So just understand that. There was another point that you made, too, but I think that was a prominent one. Men have always done the most for women. Men build society and maintain society. So women really live on the overage of men. You don't find women out there doing any major thing that keeps society running. I often put it in a very cogent, succinct fashion like this. If women did not do what they do, it may inconvenience us. However, if men don't do what they do, we die, because men supply everything to keep society running, not women. And so that's very, very important. Plus, men fight the wars and you know, do the protection. And that's the protection on a national level. Women really don't do that. Now, they want equal rights with men, but they don't want equal accountability, whether it's in dirty, dangerous work or war. And so I just ask you to think about that. But again, a woman in my picture can do whatever the hell she wants to do. She just has to know there are consequences. And the other thing is, I recall it now, if most women, if you ask them, do not want an inexperienced man that's inexperienced sexually, they will tell you they want a man with some sexual experience. Now, this comes from women. Yes.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Shaw.
This is the thing that I have a problem with. You know, you say that, you know, men who of means don't want women with a high body count or men with high value. However, you also say when women are fine and young, these same men with high value take advantage of them and sex them up because now they know they got money, they need money, and they take advantage. So, but you're saying women can't take advantage of men, but men can take advantage of women. Because basically that's what it sounds like you're saying to me with that situation where the woman didn't confront the guys and say, look, I just want a dinner and I'm just, you know, and, you know, that's all I want. She should have said something, but a man that got money can flaunt his money and, you know, let her know, okay, you know, I'm just, you know, and I've seen many men lie, many men straight up lie. And I was guilty of being one of those guys that straight up lied. So when you telling me that, man, that woman, she owed men that respect to say, this is what I want to do. If we both gonna start doing that, then yeah. But I don't put the blame on just women to be truthful. Then men got to be truthful too. You can't.
Well, wait a minute. I think you're missing a whole swath of information. And I'm glad we're having. May I respond to him first of all, Jay Sean?
Yes.
Okay, yes. All right, look here, Shadi. First of all, let me paint a picture for you. A young woman, say between the age of majority for women in most states is 18. That's when she is a full adult. All right, now, between 18 and roughly 24, 25, she really doesn't have anything but what nature gave her. Now, she does have desires, and if a man who has gone out and made himself the best version of himself, sacrificed and earned wealth, and now he has a boat, he has a nice car, he has a nice house, he has a nice plane or whatever, and he can take her on dates, all she has to offer is her physical self. She doesn't really have that much experience. And so, so she is willingly participating as an adult of the age of majority. They say where there's a fair exchange, there's no robbery. So the situations that you are presenting are very dissimilar, okay, and they're not analogous. What I'm saying is with the younger woman, now if she has someone maybe like you as a father or an advisor that she will listen to, you could say to her, well, listen, you don't really have anything to offer him but your physical self, your body. And if that's not what you want to do, then don't do it, you see? And if she'll listen to you, then she'll follow that advice. But he is sharing his resources with her, which she wants. So then that's not the situation that you are describing.
Okay,
and so that's what men do with their money, men of influence. They want to be with women. They're heterosexual men, and I'm sure you approve of heterosexuality. So they want to be with younger women. And younger women have what all men want. They have firm breasts, firm bodies, their tits don't sag. And men like that. I like that. And there's nothing wrong with that.
Okay.
And they're not
so
forcing the women.
Okay, I heard you. Now, from your scenario, did she force them men to buy her dinner? She put a post up. The men required. They went out to dinner. She didn't force them to do anything. They decided, they on their own accord.
Wait a minute, that's a damn
dinner.
Lie, Shadi. Because she was on a dating app. First of all, get the facts straight.
So
that's your problem. You don't get the
listen,
facts straight.
What are you screaming for? What are you screaming for?
No, I'm not
what's
screaming. Okay, let me turn
what
my phone down. First of all, she okay.
What is hold up, what is the difference? What is the difference between
I'm going to tell you the
hold
difference.
Up, listen,
just
listen.
Listen,
hold up. Let me tell you what you're saying. You're saying that a young girl, 25, not under 25, so don't got her all her mental faculties anyway, being basically seduced by an older man who got himself together to be used as a piece of meat to make him feel good about himself. But
could I stop you right there? That's the kind of man she wants. She doesn't want the younger broke guy. Remember when you were young and broke and you couldn't get any action? Remember that?
But the reality
you're not too old to remember that, are you?
Look, the reality is what you're saying, you're being two-sided with your view.
No, I'm not. You're being dense.
No, because I'm not agreeing with you.
No. You're not agreeing with reality. Screw me. I don't matter. What matters is reality. Women don't want the younger broke men. They want older men with assets. They make a choice.
So they made a choice. The guys didn't make a choice. Because she's on a dating app, that she decided, you don't know what she would have did. You're trying to say what she was thinking. How do you know for a fact that even though you saying, she said, okay, I'm going out to dinner. You go out to dinner, you have conversations. You have
okay,
conversations.
I'm going to assume
so,
you're not lazy, Shadi, because I don't like to talk to lazy people. Number one, this lady's name is McCall Brock. You can just type her name into a search engine, and you can read her story. I'm going to give you another one, Vivian 2. Type her name into the app because she was advertising what she did, and then you'll see. Because, see, now you're speaking out of ignorance, and that's unfair to me because you're going to argue.
Hold on.
Let me finish.
Go ahead.
You're going to argue a point you don't really fully understand. So you should go and look up the articles so you'll understand them.
Solution. This is Ingrid again. You know, I really don't appreciate you calling my husband ignorant to what he's saying because he is defending me as a woman. He's not only defending me, he's defending his mother, his nieces, his daughter, every woman that comes into his presence, he is now defending. And to be honest with you, when you talk about a woman from the age of 18 to 25, I don't know what your age is, but you sound like a creep from my perspective.
Wait a minute, first of all, if you can't talk about the issues in an open, forensic way, you should just listen. You shouldn't get involved.
You keep talking.
This is an open forum conversation.
You're talking
and
about
no one is attacking you. I said he was ignorant of the facts, and he is. That's the reason I gave him the names so he could look them up.
The bottom
I didn't
line
say he was
is,
an ignorant person. He's ignorant of these accounts.
The account is you. The similarity is you made a choice. Just like the girls made a choice to do whatever they did, these guys made a choice. They went out to dinner. They didn't. So what? Like you think?
Yeah, yeah, no. But she defrauded them. Let me just ask you this question, Adi. When you were a young man in high school, and all of us saw this, and the girls that were 16 or 17, did you not see how they dated older guys with a car?
Okay, yeah.
All right, okay, Shadi. What I'm going to ask you, what does that mean? They didn't want to date the guys that didn't have a car. They wanted to date the older guys that had a car.
Why? Why did they want to do that? Because they didn't know.
Because a car represented what we all wanted. Hell, the younger guys who couldn't afford a car wanted a car, too. But because she had gained her secondary sex characteristics, she could parlay those and get an ROI, a return on her genetic celebrity investment. Well, it really wasn't her investment. Nature gave it to her if she's attractive. So, see, the point is we will never figure this out as long as we obfuscate, as long as we cloud the issue. Every one of us men knows that the woman went for the older guy, especially if he had a car. If he had a car, he was more attractive to her because that was what she wanted. So I don't think it's appropriate for us to sit around here as men and lie about reality.
So
that doesn't put us in a good light, Shadi.
It seems like you're saying, like, because a woman's on a dating site, she has to be looking for a date. This young woman.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes sense. All
right. Right. She's looking for a date, right? Okay.
Right. I'm assuming that,
yes.
If she's on a dating site, I'm assuming she at least wants to date a man.
Looking for a date. She wants a date.
Yes, yes, yes.
Is going out to dinner not a date? Is that not a date? Do people not go to dates?
Well, Shadi, first of all.
Hold up. Answer me the question. Yes or
no? I'm not going to answer your question until I make this clarification.
Yeah, okay. Make your clarification and then answer
the question. Okay, the clarification has to do with intentionality. What is her purpose for going on a date? Is it to get to know the person that she's on the date with, or is it just to forget, or is it just to become familiar with his pocketbook? That's a significant difference, Shadi, wouldn't you say?
Okay. All right. Yeah. So it's okay for the young girl to want to get, because she's giving up some sex, but it's not okay for the older woman who used to be that young girl who got played by the older man to play the older man now. It's not okay.
Well, first of all, you're screwing up this horribly.
The younger woman is not being played.
Let's just deal with a guy a few years older. Like, she's 16. There are plenty of 16-year-old guys. But she doesn't want to date them because they don't have a car or they don't have the swagger that, say, a guy that's 20 years old has. She's making a choice.
And somebody coming in for us to talk.
That's me. That's me. We got a
okay.
We got. I hate to say it, but because you know, this is good for podcasts, but we gotta come to a end.
Yeah, good conversation. I mean, I appreciate it. It gets a little bit tense,
it's
but
good.
I'm up.
No, it's okay.
I'm up
Everybody
for it.
Could disagree. Everybody could disagree to agree. But look, this is what we got to say. When we speak about relationships, it's like numbers. It's like it's infinity.
we could go on and on and on and on, like, who came first, the chicken or the egg? Is there a God? Who made the heavens?
Well, Jay Sean, no, it's not like that. Because what men can learn is that women can be very squirrely.
Hold on.
All right, go ahead.
This is when we talk about relationships and things that we've been talking about tonight, we can go on and on and on and on. We can talk about this into the morning, nobody's wrong, because everybody got an opinion and everybody got everybody is speaking from their own experience, and knowledge is something gained from an actual experience. So it's all good. I'm just saying that we don't got to go home, but we got to get the hell out of here. You know what I mean? Because we could do this all night. But look.
Hey, Jay Sean, look here. Instead of, do you drink after the show? Do you go out drinking or partying?
No, not at all.
But look here. If you don't mind, let me just say this, because I'm going to disagree with you slightly.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, there are definite takeaways here, and I always try and offer a rational solution. The solution is, since men know that there are women out there, and according to the American Psychological Association, a third of women, like Shadi admitted, and I appreciate that, women are on dating apps without the intention of dating men. They're just going out for the experience or for the meal, usually for the meal. So now that men know that, they can be more cautious in dealing with women. They can take them on a coffee date or a tea date or something that costs very minimally and see if the woman – because the best way to vet someone is through time and conversation. Those are the two best vetting tools.
Spend time with someone and have adult conversation. Mr. Lucian, we listen to you, right, and we hear you, right? But then when we get a little personal, you don't really want to elaborate, you know. But look,
like what? Like, personal, like what?
Don't like. Have you ever been married, or are you married?
Yeah.
Did you have a woman?
Okay, no one.
Or,
I don't recall anyone asking me that, but yes, I have. Sure.
I have asked you that before. Like, I have asked you.
Hey, but you asked me now, and I answered yes in the affirmative. Yes, I have been married.
But listen. That would make people understand you more better if you say, well, I've been married and I'm divorced because, I mean, you don't have to tell us why, but like me, I'm married twice, divorced twice. So I call myself a relationship guru because I got experience on relationships and married and stuff. So if you told us a little bit more about you, maybe we would understand you a little bit more. You know what I mean? Like,
When you asked me, I answered. I just don't throw a whole bunch of information that's not pertinent to the immediate conversation.
Are you single now?
Yes.
Are you between 40 and 50?
Let me say this.
I'm asking you a question. I just told you that.
I want to finish the last thing I responded to. I'm not just going to answer a whole bunch of personal questions.
Are you between 40 and 50?
Okay, I'm just
are
going. I'm not going
50?
To answer a whole bunch of.
See,
I'll tell
I'm
you,
saying.
I'm
that's
healthy.
Why people, that's why. People
no, no, that's
things.
A lie. That's a lie because
gotta,
no one has to know
gotta,
anybody's
gotta,
age.
No, we got.
No one has to know anyone's age to hear what they're saying. That's bull.
We
got to
know you. We got to know a little bit more about you.
I'm over 45, right? Okay. I'm over 45. I've been married. But see, this is the point.
You said what? I didn't hear you. You said what?
I just repeated what I had said a moment ago.
Say it again.
I said I've been married, and the reason I don't just say that, I don't lead with that, but most people in America today, you ask me, was I single? I said yes. Most people in America are single now, okay?
You said you're 45?
There's a
You said you 45?
No, no, I said I'm over 45.
Oh, okay.
But I'm healthy. I'm asset. I'm asset enhanced.
So you
can judge by the information I present. I'm a researcher.
Are you looking?
Right?
Are you looking?
Hold on. Hold on. I'm a successful guy.
Are you looking for love?
Yeah, if I find it, fine. If I don't, that's okay too, because love is fleeting. And I tell you what, a lot. If I were really interested in love, love is important.
Don't give me whatever. When me and you talk, don't give me no more books. Don't give me no more Google, or because I don't live like that. I live off of experience in life. I don't want to.
Well, you really
about,
do, because all you would have to do, Jay Sean, is write
about,
down your experience, and I would quote you.
I don't want to hear.
If
I don't
you
want
wrote
hear
down your experience, if you redacted your experience,
Google,
right?
I don't want to hear.
And I read
about,
it. I would quote you. I don't mind where I find truth. Truth is truth. Truth
is
truth, no matter where it is derived.
The power is the truth, and the truth is the power. I'm just
right.
telling
and,
you.
And so,
I'm
you know, that's
you.
The reason I call into your show. I think you're pretty fair-minded, so I call
exactly.
in. But most people are single today because relationships are harder in first-world countries like America and other places, Canada
right.
and so on. But we
right.
can do better if we're honest. Most of us are fundamentally dishonest with respect to parsing relationship issues. Maybe it's just too painful for some of us to parse. And they say things like, you've been hurt. That hasn't a damn thing to do with the price of tea in China.
Everybody
has been hurt. We get over it.
Everybody who told me they love me hurt me. If it don't mean nothing to you, it means something to me.
I'm sorry, say that again?
Everybody who ever told me they love me hurt me. If it don't mean nothing to you, it means something to me.
Well, I'll never hurt you, man. I love you. Trust me. I have what they call philanthropic love. I don't know how close you are to Philadelphia, but that's what the term Philadelphia means, brotherly love, brotherly, sisterly love. And that's a good thing, by the way. But we have to be a little bit honest. Some of us are too easily triggered.
Are you looking for love?
I answered in the affirmative.
So you are?
Yes, sure. But let me say this. It's not.
Hold on. Wait one minute. You looking for
love?
Yeah,
go ahead.
You looking for love. You want a woman who could cook, because if she don't cook, she not worth nothing. Those your words.
In a relationship, damn it.
You want somebody who had sex with 10 people or less?
Well, you asked me the number, and I gave you my preference, yes.
10 people or less, somebody who know how to cook, and...
fit, feminine, friendly. Food. Yes, fit, feminine, and friendly. Or you could say beautiful, inspirational, right?
So when you come... Okay, so we know what she got to have. What do you bring to the table?
Well, I bring a plethora of options. I'm a high value man, right? Obviously, a man cannot be high value without abundant resources. And one of the things I shared with you, I share this with men and women, to work that 60 to 80 hours a week. And, of course, they can take time off to listen to your show. But they should work those hours so they can get completely out of debt. Owe no one anything. Nothing. And then focus on your health. Focus on your finances. And, of course, relationships. And your health and finances sort of set the foundation for healthy relationships. And that's very important.
Do you got a big penis?
That's kind of personal, don't you? Yes, but that's kind of personal, don't you think? You're a scoundrel, Jay Sean.
Pause.
You are a scoundrel. No, but look here. Look, I'm really a demure type guy. I do enjoy these kind of conversations. I'm really an introvert, right? But I can play the role of an extrovert. But I really like quiescence. I like calmness, easygoing, right? But I'm highly competitive. To me, second place is a first place loser.
Will you take a black woman?
Well, let me say it this way. I've dated women of different ethnicities and different color hues, this kind of thing. So what really matters to me is the fit, feminine, friendly, and the character of the woman. Her character has to be right, not combative, not argumentative, because that won't work.
So you will take a black woman?
I will date any quality woman. That's fit,
Dominican,
feminine, and
Dominican. Dominican.
Huh?
A Dominican.
I just said any woman that's a quality woman and she's fit, feminine, and friendly. I don't discriminate on that minuscule or what I would call irrelevant characteristic. I don't roll that way.
So you went through your whole period in life and you're ready to settle down?
No. I would not frame it that way. Do I like women? Absolutely. Have I engaged in romantic involvements with women? Sure, as most men have. And as I said to you earlier, and I invite you to ask women, would they rather have a virgin man or a man who has had sexual experience? And I can almost guarantee you that virtually every woman will want the sexually experienced man. Now, if you flip that around and you ask men, do they want sexually experienced women, especially high-value men, will say no. Because a virgin does have a specific value over a woman that's not.
So you on the dating sites, online dating?
No. I prefer to meet people in place. I have had a matchmaker, but with COVID and everything, the country is still kind of a little bit locked down. But if I meet a nice woman, we can hang out.
Like,
look, I don't have a problem buying a woman a meal.
Wait, let
me just explain this. I have no problem showing a woman a good time, a genuine woman. But it's not going to be on a first date, right? If I meet her, I want to get to know her. I want to share some experiences, see if we're compatible. I'm really a very generous person, right? So you gonna
buy her lunch? But she
I have no problem wining and dining a woman that's deserving. Come on, I'm not going to spend a whole lot of money on a pigeon.
How long you been single? See, I'm asking you questions, but see, you can ask me anything you want to ask me. My life is an open book. I wrote a book about my life. I'm asking you stuff, but if you want to ask me something, you can ask me anything you want to. How long have you been single?
Over 2 years.
Man, you're gonna die single.
Well, I mean, you're being very presumptuous. What would make you say an ill-informed thing like that? That's rather ill-informed. Why would you? No, I know you're probably joking, so I'm just speaking to the question. You and I are tight, right? But let me say, if I die alone, right, and technically speaking, everybody dies alone, right? But if should I die alone, I've lived a very fulfilled life. I've done things that most people can only dream of, right? And
Have you had a threesome? Have you had a threesome?
Oh my goodness! Come on!
We adults. Have you had a threesome?
Well, I'm not. No.
Well, shit. Don't die yet, then, till you had a threesome. Shit, no, hell no.
I've been invited, but I don't prefer that. I really prefer a one-on-one woman relationship. I prefer to give my focus to just one woman, right? I don't want to be with multiple women at one time. That's not me.
Don't knock it until you try it.
Well, have you? Wait, have
hell
you?
Yeah.
Okay,
three
there you go.
Four sums and more than that.
Yeah, I couldn't. Wait a minute. These are all women, right? You and the rest are women?
Man, you got to. What are you always asking people? Hell, what you think? I had a threesome with men? Of course they were.
No,
women.
I just want to clarify. I'm only seeking clarity. That's it.
All women. Yes. Me and
okay.
two women.
Okay, I just want to, you know, make sure.
Me and two
but
women.
But that would not be
women.
Me. Let me just be candid with you. I would not do that. Now, I'm just not comfortable.
Cocaine. I'm from the inner city. I'm from Paterson, New Jersey.
Okay, does that mean yes? I'm not familiar with that.
I started sniffing cocaine when I was 14. And I
right.
sniffed cocaine.
Now let me
14.
Ask you this. Do you agree that cocaine is a total toxin? It's made with gasoline.
No, I don't agree with that.
Well, look up the ingredients of cocaine.
No, I'm not going to do that.
You don't want to be unaware of what its constituents are.
That's 40 years
right.
ago.
But what I'm saying, now, I've never done anything. I don't even smoke weed. I've never smoked. I drink a little bit of bourbon as a for its medicinal effect, and I measure it out. It's also a digestif. Or it's a digestive aid. And they tell me back during Prohibition, bourbon was prescribed by doctors for hypertension, and also there was another disease that it was prescribed for. But nevertheless, yeah, I'll drink maybe an ounce or so of bourbon a day, but that with a meal, only with a meal. That's my extent of using drugs.
Well, look, for your birthday, I'm going to get you a threesome, okay, for your birthday.
Oh, no. I don't. Well, I told you, I've been invited, but I declined. I don't want to do that. And consistent with what Shadi was explaining, I don't want to corrupt that many women at one time.
Okay.
I heard Shadi, and I'm taking his advice.
Okay, that's a good thing to do. That's a good thing
yes,
to do.
Yes, sir.
Been,
I know it.
You ruffled a couple of feathers tonight.
I'm sorry, say it again?
You ruffled a couple of feathers tonight.
But that's not my intention. That's just a byproduct. The problem is most people have never heard open and honest communication about real issues. And like I say, if you're speaking to a woman about relationships, you have to deal with her on what we call a microscopic level. In other words, with men that she cares about. Because it's hard for most women to care about men in general. They haven't been taught to care about men at large. So if you ask her, if she was deceased, would she want her husband to come in contact on a dating app with a woman like Miss Brock? They would readily say no. Or if you said, would you want your son to encounter this kind of woman? they would say no. But if you're just speaking to them in general, men are sacrificial, you know. Women will sacrifice men.
Listen, we could go on and on and on. But look, you like to Google stuff and everything, right? Google?
No, Google. I don't Google stuff at all. I do use other search engines. I don't use Google. I think Google is very intrusive. They're nosy. I use StartPage. StartPage.com. They are much more private. But go
Start
ahead. StartPage. StartPage. They offer more. And DuckDuckGo also is a good one. Google is a bastard. They just try to capture information from everybody and then sell it. I don't like Google.
Wow. Okay, I got to look into that. But look. We getting late. We way over the time.
All right. Well, look here. It's been a little slice of heaven conversing with you. And if I may drop by again sometime, I sure will.
Listen.
And God bless you.
Look,
and have a phenomenal night.
Look, you a friend to the show. You know that. You definitely a friend to the show. But whatever, contrary to popular or whatever opinion, you have a lot of followers on, so like tomorrow I'll be hearing so much about you. I wish I could tell you everything that I hear about you, some good, some bad, some positive, some negative, but that's neither here nor there.
Let me just say this. I appreciate that, but everything I tell you is heartfelt. It's well-researched. That's the reason I come with the receipts here to tell you where it is if you choose to go and check it out for yourself. So I'm not just a person that tells you how they feel, although I will tell you how I feel. But I like to tell
you
what's...
But you've been single for 2 years, Mr. Solution.
Right. Most people are single.
It's a reason.
Wait a minute, Jay Sean. Most Americans are single.
No, I'm talking about you.
Over 51% of Americans are single, and it's rising all the time.
Yeah, but I'm talking about you right now.
I know you're talking about me, but I'm one of the statistics. Now, some men, what I might do at some juncture is hop a plane and go to a more an area where their women still respect men, they value men.
You talk a lot about going to another country, getting you a barefoot, butt-naked woman to cook in the kitchen. You do a lot of talking about that.
No, you're joking now. No. I don't talk about that a lot. But I listen to men that do, and men who want to start families, a lot of men are doing that. And I may do that. I don't know. I mean, I'll just have to see. I have to weigh it.
When you go, you take me with you. I'm going.
Well, Jay Sean, let me tell you this. I'm going to tell you. I was thinking about what you said the other day, and I was very saddened when you said "F love," you love
fuck
don't
love.
Live here anymore. I felt
hell no.
Yeah, I felt very disheartened now. And you said that someone has hurt you. Now, no one has ever hurt me that badly. Not even close. So
okay.
I'm just saying, I thought that was a very seminal moment when you explained don't believe in love anymore. You don't even...
Not at all.
Some night, let me just say this. That would be a good show topic because now you're getting more to a foundational issue. Why doesn't Jay Sean, who loves women, you still love women, right?
Yes.
Yeah, why don't you believe in love anymore? That would be a great topic worthy of exploration. But look here, I know you got to run. Look, be good or be good at it, and we'll chat next time, okay?
Look, yeah, but look, hold on one sec. I still got to promote. I got to tell everybody about all the other shows. Like, we got more than just Friday night. We got Sunday night
okay.
to 7 o'clock. We got the Point of Impact. It's a prison reform show at 7 o'clock. The same phone number if you want to call. My man Malai, he did 25 years in jail unjustly. Sundays at 7. We got Monday nights. We got Andre, Humble X Visions with the unsigned artists, rappers, singers, R&Bs. That's like 8:30 on Mondays. And then we got Wednesday night, we got Shadi Show. Let's Talk About It, where we more, where he more like talk about, I want to say, what's going on in the communities and how to build the communities better within themselves, and how to better the situation of what's going on in the inner cities. And then Thursday night, Shadi Show is at 7. Then we got my sister's show on Thursday night, The Least Experience, at 8 o'clock. So whoever, everybody on the line or everybody on the link, you know, we let's just support each other's shows, you know what I mean? And we not here to fight each other or argue with each other. But even though arguing is, I mean, there's nothing wrong with, we all could agree to disagree, you know what I mean? And sometimes we get a little bit more heated than other times, and we voice our opinion a little bit more on certain matters. But look, in the end, we all here for the same thing. It's just a podcast. It's we all at the age where we not in the bars finger popping and we not out hanging out and all that. Podcast
right.
is the best thing that's happening to everybody right now. In 5 years, there will be no more radio. Remember, Jay Sean said that. I'm putting my word on the line that in 5 more years, there will be no more radio. It will be only podcasts. And right now for podcasts, is a good time for podcasts because it's so much going on in the world. Like, you could have a podcast on anything, spiritual stuff, politics, Ukraine, Russia, concussions in the NFL. We can have so much going on right now. You know what I mean? So right now, it's a good time to be doing podcasts. I like to tell my sister sometimes, like, it's like right now, like, it's no way in the world for podcasts and to lose. And I'm telling you, I love doing my podcast, and I love the people to call in, and I just love everything about it. But look, I want
to... Oh, it's fantastic. Let me just say this. The prison show, I have listened to that. I'm very interested in that, especially reforming people, and I think that's what they talk about. But I don't call in on that show because I prefer to just hear them. I don't know a whole lot about it. And I prefer to just listen, and I know some of the things about the stock market and how some of the state prisons are represented in the stock market and the pipeline from the school to prison. I've heard about that kind of extensively, but yeah, that's a very interesting show because they say it's a different way of life, you know,
it
in
is.
Prison. Now, I was in the military, and that's a little bit like prison, maybe not totally, especially when you're in basic training because you're watched.
You know what? I was in the military, too, and I tell people that's something like the prison. Basic training and AIT is something like going away to prison. But look, I want to, before I
close, it's a pleasure. I just wanted to say it's been a pleasure.
I wanted to say one thing.
Huh? I just wanted to say it's been a pleasure. It's been a pleasure. The show was great.
Oh, thank you.
And, you know, and I'm good. You know, I'm big enough to agree to disagree without any hard feelings. You know what I mean? Because
exactly.
Everybody has their view. I see that, you know, I have my view. Solution has his view. Still all love in the end.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
Yes. And I appreciated our hashing it out. And I'm sure we'll do this again and again because relationships are dynamic. They're not static. They're dynamic. And so they're going to need enlightenment. They're going to need buttressing. They're going to need a lot of what we're talking about. Now, I encourage people a lot to get counseling. I mean, I get counseling. It's nothing wrong with it. I know my mind wears just like my body, and it has to be rejuvenated. And I recommend that people get counseling. That's a good thing. Go ahead.
That is.
But look, before I wanted to say one thing that I found out earlier this week. Everybody know about the NFL, the National Football League, NFL, and everybody know about the NBA, National Basketball Association. You know, LeBron, the professional sports and football. But look, I wanted people to listen to this real quick before we head out and tell me if this is the NFL or the NBA. Out of the NFL and the NBA, 19 people been arrested for bad checks. 117 people applied for bankruptcy. 3 people been jailed for assault. 17 people been jailed for credit card fraud. 71 people been jailed for credit card fraud. 14 people been charged with drunken and driving. 8 people been charged with shoplifting. 21 people lawsuits against them. 36 people been charged with spousal abuse. 7 people been charged with fraud, arrested for fraud, and 84 people been charged with drunken and driving. Now, I would tell people, is that the NBA or NBA, the basketball league, or the NFL, the football league? But I'm not going to even let you answer. It's not the NBA, and it's not the NFL.
It's Congress.
It's the members of Congress, the members, and I thought that was like really like eye opening. That you're right, Mr. Solution. That's 435 members of Congress. So, the corruption starts at the top, and most people would think that they wouldn't even know that. But that's it, Mr. Solution. You was right. It's Congress.
I just want to say, Jay Sean, you violated your principle now, and I'm not calling you on it. I'm just pointing it out. That is a statistic that you did research, and you looked that up, and you're sharing that. So you do – I'm going to use the term loosely, Google. You found that on some search engine because I recall hearing that myself. So you are a person who believes in research and statistics. So just remember, I'm going to hold you to that.
Okay.
You're right.
But you are right. I'm not going to books for relationship though.
Well, you have to understand it this way. As I said to you before, if you would write everything you say about relationships that you believe is accurate, that would be a research tool. That would be information that people could read and profit from, that is, learn from.
Next week, I'm going to tell you about all the stuff I listened to about Albert Einstein and Socrates and Alexander the Great.
All right, sounds good. Well, you have a wonderful evening, and God bless.
Yeah, everybody, I want to thank everybody. Don't forget. Thanks, Mr. Solution. Everybody, don't forget to tune into the other shows on the network. Like I said, Let's Talk About It on Wednesday nights and The Point of Impact on Sunday.
Humble X Vision on Mondays, and we might come back with the DJ, the music on Saturday, and then my sister's show on Thursday night, The Least Experience. But once again, it's been a hell of a show. I'm getting ready to eat and take it down. Just lightly eat. You know what I mean? And it's been a great evening. I really look forward to this every week, and I really appreciate the people that call in and the people that sign the links. And that's it. With that being said, I want to thank everybody for calling in. I don't want to name everybody because I might forget some people. But we'll be right back here next Friday with Relationship Talk, one-on-one with the Relationship Guru. Maybe one day I'll believe in love again, but until then, fuck love.
Shout out, Young Swiss.
Get a shot of one. Remember all the past lessons that you learned from. A 90-day rule, but we rushed it too. In 2 months, we send a text, I love you. In 5 months, became the best of friends. In 7 months, we put our first picture on the gram. On the foundation that we lay in, stay stable when nature throws us a curve, but love wins again. Thank you for showing me that I can love again. I'm your homie, you're a lover, homie, love a friend, yeah.
Baby, you know that I love you. I want you to know that I love you.